Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I don't mean to be eavesdropping, but did your wife just go see Backstreet Boys in the Sphere?
Yeah, she did last year.
I'm going in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because Metallica just announced.
I saw you
two
at the Sphere. Speaking of Ireland, though, I saw you two at the Sphere.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
I went opening, yeah.
I've never seen you two.
What?
Never seen them.
I saw you two.
You've got to fix that, Elijah.
I know, I've got to change that, I agree.
My husband saw you two in Ireland, but I saw you two in Mexico City, and it was the first time they'd come to that country in like 10 years.
Oh, it would have been electric.
It was insane.
Yeah, well, I just heard Metallica have announced the Sphere
that's
in
what
October.
That's what started the conversation.
We were just talking about it. I know.
I'll be there. I even got my shirt on by accident. I'm wearing it today.
Yes.
Anyway, we should talk about this movie, which is absolutely incredible.
Which is not playing at the Sphere, but it should.
It should. This much blood should be spattering the screens of the Sphere, definitely.
And they could throw it out at you. I agree.
There is a 4D experience. You know, for this, Matt and Tyler were talking about it. They just saw it the other day in 4D. So theaters that
my theater by my house is 4D.
It has been what do you say, like optimized,
formatted
for 4D.
Formatted.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. Incredible. I have no idea.
I mean, maybe if the PAFs, if there's like a little spray of water, how cool would that be?
They do that at the theater by my house. Yeah. Sorry, we get excited.
Listen, so do I. Speaking of the blood, though, right? There's so much blood in this movie. What is it like getting splattered by this goo? And by the way, Elijah, I noticed you didn't get splattered at all.
Not at all.
Guess what?
The lawyer, at one point you ducked behind a lectern.
Yeah, because he knows what's about to happen. He's seen all this before.
But Sarah Michelle, what is it like? What is that? I mean, is it nice? Is it gross?
Let me tell you, the answer is it's gross. It is everywhere. Okay. And I can tell you this, my very first day on set, we were shooting in a hotel and I had this hotel room and I went to go sit down and there was like this trail of blood on the chair. Now, normally, when you go to a hotel room and you see a trail of blood, you're like, oh, get me out of here. And I was like, that's weird. And then like I look at the desk and there's like some blood on the desk and I just leaned out the door really casually. I was like, did Sam have this room yesterday? And they're like, yes. Why? Did she leave something? I'm like, a few things. All good. So it gets everywhere is the answer.
Who do you think for both of you, who do you think in this cast would survive a real night in a Ready or Not scenario?
Not Catherine.
Which cast member?
Yeah,
not Catherine.
I feel like Sam would.
Not Catherine. Would Sam?
No.
What about you two?
I feel like we would survive because we are small and can get into tight spaces.
And we would just hide until the morning.
Hide.
Like, we would not be moving.
No, I don't.
Right.
I wouldn't be interested in the fight. I would just look for a really good place to hide for a long time.
I think so, too. And then if you don't move, they just don't find you.
Yeah,
you see? That's clever.
I mean, it would make a really boring movie, but...
It is hide and seek, after all.
It is. But 2 hours of someone hiding would be pretty
dull. It would be pretty dull, yeah.
They made a different movie, thank goodness. Sarah Michelle, you have spent your career, I think, in worlds filled with kick-ass women, and this movie is no different. You agree?
Oh, Sam and Catherine. I mean, everyone is so great, but the two of them are just electric. Yeah. And this whole cast is kick-ass. Like, I would look around at this cast, and there were so many people that I either admired or had worked with and were excited to work with them again. And now to be able to call them friends, and, like, it was I want to do it again.
I know, same.
Amazing.
It was really fun.
And Elijah, I'm trying to be cool, okay? I'm trying to be professional, but Lord of the Rings trilogy is my favorite film of all time.
Oh,
I just went to the cinema to watch all three extended versions in one day, 13 and a half hours.
Wow, incredible.
I just did it last month. And I just heard you're coming to Ireland for Comic-Con in November or something like that.
Yes, I am. Can't wait.
I'm considering buying one of those fan things where I get a photo with you and Sam.
Dude, come by. That'd be awesome.
I haven't been to Dublin in so long,
and I love that city. So I'm really thrilled.
I will be there. I will see you there.
Great.
If you wear your Metallica shirt, he'll recognize you.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, I don't mean I promise you in a Ready or Not Scary Psycho way. I just mean in a friendly way. I'll see you there. Yeah. Guys, congratulations on this movie. Thank you so much for making it and taking the time to talk to me today.
Cheers. Have a lovely evening.
You too.
Take care. You too. Bye, guys.
13 hours.
Yeah.
I barely made it through Gone with the Wind in the theaters.
Dave Moore on Today FM.